Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent with Dr. Michelle Eller this week, wrapping up the conversation and the focus on fine arts. Dr. Eller, fine arts embody the entire student when it comes to overall development and just the fundamental, the baseline for all education. Fine arts really play a vital role in that. We have talked with several members of the fine arts department, and today we have Lindsay Lewis and Savannah Brannon. Lindsay, you're the K-5 choral music instructor, and Savannah Brannon, choral music and theater for 6 through 12. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Eller, you have an affinity for the fine arts. Tell us why.
So I, you know, was afforded the opportunity growing up, and most of my education was in the Midwest. And there I was able to do choral music, I was able to do visual arts, theater. So all of those things I know played a definite role in the person I am today, in helping, you know, me to be this well-rounded individual. And so it has a sweet spot. I mean, I joined the choir at school in second grade. I had to try out. Mm-hmm. I do sing second soprano. I sang in the choir all the way through, and to be exact, when my dad would get transferred to new jobs, he always looked for schools in that area that had a choral music program, because that was my thing. And so that even helped define where we moved, what neighborhood we moved in, what school I attended, did I have a program, did I have a thriving program. And then in middle and high school, I was introduced to theater, and our choral music department and the theater department joined together and did a musical in high school. We did Bye Bye Birdie. And so I absolutely loved it. And then, as the story goes, I kept doing those things, namely in church. I sang in church choirs. I've sang in praise bands. I conducted children's musicals at church. And so when I went into the teaching realm, they needed a drama teacher. And I had some students from church that had grown up with me as their director in their musicals, and said, "You can do it. You can do it, Miss Heller. You need to do it." And so I did. And that ended up being a whole decade of teaching theater along with English. And we were involved in Alabama Conference of Theater. We had the first thespian troupe in Elmore County at that point, and just fell in love with all of those aspects as well. And, you know, it's neat for me to see my students in those realms now that are engineers, that are sound engineers. Some of them are, you know, building engineers. Some of them are, you know, have gone on. I've got a couple of my former students that work at Disney. You know, some that are in sales, some that are realtors, some that are in broadcasting. You know, just a wide variety of, you know, where their paths were led from that involvement in theater. So these ladies have a sweet spot for me. Not that all the others aren't important. You know, I did visual art all the way through. I would not consider myself an artist by any means. And I, you know, we've told the story that where I tried out for the band and they said stay in the choir. So,
well, I feel like you definitely have found your right place and your right calling, and I think you were in a wonderful position to, of course, shine a light on what fine arts means to so many. So, where do we begin? Let's start across the way here with Lindsay Lewis. You have the kids. You have the little ones.
Very
fundamental years. You have them K through five. Tell us about what this process of teaching them how to sing and how to play an instrument and how to read music is all about.
Well, the good thing about my position is, well, I really start with pre-K. So my first group of kids is 4 years old.
Wow.
And we have one class that at Indian Valley that is 3 and 4 year olds, and I'll see them once a week. So some of these kids I have seen since they were 3 years old, 4 years old, up into fifth grade. So that's a long time that I get to, you know, teach these kids. So I've been able to really build a great relationship with the kids that I've been here 5 years now. And
I got to stop for just a second. I have a question. This is just a very, you probably know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
Are you in there by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. How many kids are you teaching at one time?
Well, I should back up. I'm with the kids by myself in kindergarten through fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
Pre-K and yeah, 3 and 4 year olds. I have, there's another teacher in there with me. So, but yes, I'm sorry. What was the question again?
No, it's fine. I'm just thinking here, my kids will be 4. I've got twins. They will be 4 in a few weeks. And I'm just thinking about the chaos that my wife and I both endure on a daily basis with twins that are just two of them.
Yes.
You have, I'm sure, a dozen and more kids in your class, and they're playing instruments, and they are encouraged to make loud noises with their voices. So you have...
You're envisioning the chaos.
Yes, I can relate in so many ways.
They're large groups of kids.
How do you manage that?
Well, grace and patience and a lot of Jesus.
Of course.
But yes. She's very organized.
I believe it.
Yeah. I'll say I do like to plan ahead.
Yeah. Miss Luce is very organized. And anytime you pop in there, there's always an activity.
Of course.
So there's not a whole lot of downtime anytime I've been in there.
Sure.
But she's able to relate to them on their level.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
And pull them up, which is great. So she's incorporating songs that they might like, movements they might like.
Yeah.
That's just been my observation all these years that, you know, she's able to so relate to them and really get them to do things I couldn't get them to do.
Sure.
You really have to, it's taken me a while to understand that every age you have to teach them differently. Like I don't teach the same way with pre-K as I do kindergarten.
Right.
Like there's, you know, you have to, you know, really learn what each age group is capable of.
Sure.
And luckily since I've had a lot of these kids for 5 years now, I've been able to know what works and what doesn't, you know, trial by fire and trial by error. And
What age do students start learning music, like reading music?
Reading music. Yeah. We start with music notation in first grade.
Okay.
We do a lot of steady beat, learn how to use our bodies and learn how to feel music in pre-K and kindergarten, but really music notation and learning how to read notes on a staff really starts in first grade.
Okay. And so from there, are you doing choral and musical instruments at the same time with these students? How do you separate those two?
Usually with the younger kids at Indian Valley, we do a lot of singing. I don't try to incorporate, you know, technical instruments until we get to Pinecrest. Now, they do play instruments at Indian Valley. Usually handbells or something real simple, like little egg shakers or something rhythmic, but, you know, instruments like xylophones and that are diatonic, that where they're playing notes on a staff. We don't start that till first and second grade when they start reading on the treble clef or reading on the staff. So they're able to, like this week, first grade, we'll start reading notes on a staff and they'll be able to apply what they've learned on the staff in their rhythmic notation with like a color-coded xylophone.
Okay.
So the colors really help them out. So
right.
But that starts first grade, about 6 years old, 7 years old.
Yeah. It's amazing to think about, you know, just even when we all were kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old y'all were, but, you know, just me as a kid and even as you as a child, the evolution of how learning, especially something like music, has changed.
Right.
I wouldn't think that we would have color-coded xylophones, you know, it's children.
All
but
I
now
remember
it's
is the recorder in second grade.
Right.
Yes. I remember having to learn the recorder. Right. Yeah. That must have been some kind of like defining requirement.
Yeah.
You know, you had to learn the recorder.
Do they still do recorder?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to do it in college when I took elementary.
I did too. I did too.
I used the wrong hand and I said, oh, I can use both. I just left it at that.
The kids love the recorders.
I have my worst memories. I'm getting anxious right now. I'm about to
I think it was Three Little Pigs or something. Yeah. I don't remember what I had to play on there.
I'm sure you make it fun. My music teacher did not make it fun at all. And it was a horrible, horrible
He's supposed
experience.
To be fun.
I know, right? So when Miss Lewis gets done with her kids, they move to you.
They come on to me.
And so Savannah, you do choral music 6 through 12 and then theater as well.
Yes.
So you're combining a little bit of that, more of that performance vocally in that way. Tell us about what you do with the students.
Yeah, well, they come in at the middle school. I've got 6th through 8th, and they're separated. 6th grade has their own choir. 7th and 8th has their own choir, which is really great because they're on very different, like Lindsay was saying, very different music reading levels.
Right.
So they come in, and we start with basics of like learning how to continue reading a whole melody on the staff and singing it with solfege. And then 7th and 8th grade, they can sight read harmonies, and it's really fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, you went to JSU. Were you in the band?
I was. I was in the Southerners.
Okay. Nice. And you went to the University of Mobile, and you were in Voices.
I was in Voices, yes.
So you both have a musical background at, you know, not far removed from your collegiate years. How do you feel like those elements help you instruct students?
Oh, greatly. Voices, we traveled around a lot, so had to stay very prepared and very ready to go on the fly. So really helpful for 6th graders.
I bet, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know when I was in college, I got both sides of it, being in the marching band and being in choir. And it's really helped me learn how to teach kids how to sing.
Yeah.
And then taking piano lessons also helps me, like talking about the xylophones. It really helps part of my career. And being a part of the marching band has helped instrumentally with 3rd, 4th, and 5th for sure.
What can people expect when they think about theater with Sylacauga High School in this day and age? What do you have going on? What can people see? Any upcoming performances? Talk about that.
Sure do. We've got Matilda Jr. coming up next week, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. Really fun. Shows. It includes both the high school and the middle school. So we've got middle schoolers in the ensemble and high schoolers with leads. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Exciting.
How can people get more information about that?
They can come to our Facebook page. I think it's Aggies Theater. Yep. Also the regular Sylacauga High School Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Great. Excellent. And Ms. Lewis, what about you? You recently had a 1st grade concert?
We did.
Tell us about that.
It was on Friday the 13th. We had
a great day. What a lucky day with these little ones, right?
Probably a full moon that day, too. But no, it was great. We actually did a Latin American theme, and it was wonderful. The kids got to sing not only in English, but we sang songs in Spanish and in Portuguese. And I tied it along with kind of doing some lessons on history and culture and music culture in Mexico and Brazil. And they really enjoyed the Hispanic and the Spanish songs and the Portuguese songs. They did well learning the words.
That's awesome.
They did. And we learned some dance moves to it. And I think it was maybe 20 or 30 minutes. So it wasn't a large production, you know, because they're only in 1st grade. But they really did a great job. And they're great performers.
That's
they
great.
They love to dance and sing.
I bet they do.
Yes.
It was a fabulous program.
Thank you.
Dr. Eller, I know that you are proud of these women for what they do for these students.
Yes. Yeah. They're developing our future. Mm-hmm. And if you hear, they're learning to sight read in 1st grade.
Yeah. It's incredible.
So that, you know, those skill sets that come through, you know, the drum show that is done in 4th grade. Is that
5th grade?
5th grade. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The drum show that's done is just amazing. And then, of course, when Savannah gets them in middle and high school, then they're honing in on the melodies, the breathing techniques, all of those things that are so vitally important for musical production.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting to see the work they're doing. It's exciting to see how they're cultivating our students.
Mm-hmm.
And just really, you know, giving our students another avenue to shine in. I don't know what I would have done without the arts growing up. I mean, that was my, that was my safe place. That was my place to shine besides the library because I love to read.
Right.
And so, but that, like I said, you know, I know that that helped me, you know, become who I am today. The leadership skills that are taught, the discipline that is taught.
Of course.
You know, all of those factors. And then you take that performance factor in place too. You know, our students are able to leave confident. And that's what we want.
What's one of the most gratifying things, really quick, as we wrap up, that you feel about your job when you are influencing these students in a positive way?
I think right now seeing my student, my high schoolers step up and really become leaders and mentors for the middle schoolers, it's really great. They're all working in one rehearsal. They're taking each other under their wings. So it's really nice to see.
That's awesome.
My favorite part is seeing how much they grow musically and how confident they become. Like my first group of kindergartners are about to be in fifth grade, and it's wonderful to see how far they've grown from kindergarten to fifth grade. Yeah. And it's truly special to see, and I learned so much about them.
Yeah.
And we're comfortable with each other.
Right.
And I think that helps out a lot too. So
that's awesome.
That continuity there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Savannah Brannon and Lindsay Lewis, thank you all so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you so much. Absolutely. For having us.
Absolutely. And Dr. Eller, thank you for bringing them to the table and to the conversation.
Yes.
Looking forward to many more things happening in the Fine Arts Department.
Yes, we are. And please go get your tickets to see Matilda.
Absolutely. Yes. What's the date?
April 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Next week. Mm-hmm. Next week. Yes. Got to get there. Absolutely. Sounds good. Go Aggies.
Yes.